You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Montag.
Are you trying to say montage, but incorrect?
No, Montag is German for Monday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, true story.
That is Montag.
Montag?
Isn't it?
Maybe.
It's not Montag.
No.
To Google.
Dreitag. Well, it might just be 3 day. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think it's Dreitag. Is Tag even the word for day?
I think, no. Guten Tag? Yeah, good day.
Yeah, but as in Monday. Like, is that even
Montag.
That?
I think it is. Quick, check.
Hang on, I'm typing into Google Translate as quickly as I can.
All right.
Oh, I can translate it into Albanian. Okay, so apparently Monday in German.
Oh, get owned.
Hang on, we'll listen to the pronunciation.
Montag.
Montag. Okay,
not Montag.
You moron.
Yeah.
We are finished with today, pretty much.
Yeah. We didn't speak in German on the show.
But what did we do? We discussed dishwashers, washing machines.
We did. Misheard lyrics.
Misheard
always
song lyrics,
always yeah. Popular. Plus all the usual prizes. And Omar as well.
Yeah.
Course.
Omar, William made an appearance.
It was a fun show.
Etienne. Ah, the regulars.
All the favourites.
It's like an episode of Cheers.
Up and Adam this morning. It is Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan with you for another week. 5 minutes past six for your Monday.
Good morning, Simo. Another week is upon us. We've got a big show today coming up a little bit later. We've got Misheard Lyrics, but before all that, Simo.
Yeah.
It's shot time.
It is. We do have a bit of business to attend to in the 6 o'clock hour, as we do to start the week with shots, because we're a bit of a party.
Yeah.
Party vibe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And what are we dealing with this morning? You've prepped it, right?
Yes, I have. So each week we take it in turns to prep a health-related shot to do, because obviously we can't do alcohol while working.
Obviously.
Yeah. Simo, have you ever been drunk while working?
I wish. What?
Like, not here, but just in general.
Oh, no, I was a bartender, so
oh,
like...
God, you're always drunk.
Yeah.
Responsible service of alcohol and
I
all
mean,
that sort of stuff.
Drunk is a strong word, but loosey...
And it's the word that I use.
Loosey-goosey would maybe what I would suggest.
Anyway, Simo, I haven't got alcohol for you this morning.
Yeah.
I have got something else that is very healthy. In fact, hang on.
Oh, man. What do we got?
It's in this plastic bag.
How lovely.
I'll reveal all next.
Alrighty. Señorita first, Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello on this as well. It is your Monday. I collected sticks yesterday for like a whole hour.
This is a normal Sunday for you though.
Oh, get that fire lit. 10 past 6, Snow FM breakfast for your Monday. Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, each and every Monday morning, first thing we do shots.
Oh, it's like a routine.
Non-alcoholic shots.
Yeah.
Just, shots of a health drink, you know, to get the week kickstarted, to get you going in the week. Simo, this week I've prepared the shot for you.
It normally means you have to do a bit of research about what's healthy, right?
It does, but this one, I know for a fact, it's very healthy.
Okay.
It may be the healthiest drink going.
Okay.
I just need a moment to prepare.
Yeah.
To, go through the previous shots that we've done.
Yes, so Jordan has previously had some terrific ideas, and by terrific I mean deplorable. So previously he's made me drink soy sauce was involved.
Tomato sauce. Yeah. A lot of sauces.
You're big on the condiments.
Anyway, Simo, today I have got it in a plastic bag here. Are you ready for the big reveal?
Yeah, go on.
All right, Simo, I'm going to take it out.
It's H2O.
Is it H2O?
Is it not?
So I've got a plastic 600ml water bottle. You'll notice the seal is already broken, so this is one that is not fresh from a store.
Yeah.
Simo, let me pour you out some of the liquid. You can give it a smell and you'll probably be able
to... Is it vinegar? It's not vinegar, surely.
No. Yeah, Simo, so I'll pass this over to you.
What is that?
All right, go. Give it a smell. What do you think it is? God, you're like Matt Preston on MasterChef. You're really getting into it.
All I need was a cravat.
Yes. I've got my beanie here. Do you want to shove that down the top of your shirt?
No. We've run out of music, mainly because I'm so intrigued by this.
I know.
Hmm.
Okay, Simo, this is, to be honest, quite boring just watching you smell. So shall I reveal what it is?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, it is water.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Where would you get your water from normally?
Oh, mate, you'd normally get it from a tap, but where have you got this from?
Well,
if it's bore water, that's poisonous.
Let me give you a clue as I just open the curtains here in the studio.
It's water from Lake Ginderbine.
Look at that beautiful Lake Ginderbine out there, Simo.
You're a mate. Did you do any research about whether or not, because I'm pretty sure, doesn't that all like flow to a spot which is not that hygienic? Have you done your research properly is all I'm asking.
Look, I am going to go out in this song and boil it. And
good.
Then we'll come back. Yes, early this morning I was down at the shore of Lake Ginderbine.
Yep.
Filling up the water bottle, which Simo's going to drink next.
Colin, he's bringing it right back. A Boogie with a Hoodie featuring on it. This one, it is Snow FM Breakfast, 22 past 6.
And Simo, we're in the middle of our shot segment, which we do each and every Monday. Each week we take it in turns to prepare a health shot for the other person. This week it's my turn and I've gone for the healthiest drink known to man.
Yes.
Water.
Hydration station, some would say.
But instead of just getting it from a tap, I decided to wander down to Lake Ginderbine this morning and fill my water bottle there. I have boiled it in the kettle, so I brought it back in. It's still a little bit warm, but it is a drinkable temperature.
Your interpretation of, like, health, like, insert speech marks here, is dubious to say the least. I did a bit of research into the water in Ginderbine. So this is 2017. Oh, cutting edge. Oh, by the way, we have a caller through to save
me, Jordan.
We
haven't even got to this part of the segment and you're already calling.
Is it William this morning?
Yes, it is.
Yes! Every day of the week.
Okay, so as if you don't want to do the shot, a caller can save us. Now, William, I've noticed the last couple of weeks you've been calling it when it's Simo's turn to do the shot and forcing me to drink it. Is the trend going to continue or are you going to pick Simo?
He's
today?
Got a vendetta
like,
against you.
I reckon
you.
William's a really nice guy and like he's going to not kind of always bully me, but he's going to pick Simo on this occasion. You know, William, I reckon you're a nice guy. I reckon that's what's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen again. Like, it's going to happen. You're going to do it this time, not Simo.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. What's that, William? You're just breaking out. I think I heard Simo's going to do the shot.
I heard him loud and clear. But it's worth mentioning this morning, so you picked water from the lake locally, and even the tap water has had its dubious background. Like, its history isn't great. So apparently, council last year was disappointed by recent media reports that cast aspirations over the quality of Ginderbine's drinking water. Now that's from the tap, let alone from the lake. So
all of a sudden, this is not looking such a good idea.
Council has in its place, as required by New South Wales Health, a drinking water management plan for the Ginderbine water supply and closely monitors, tests the quality parameters to ensure the consumer's safety and satisfactory. So, I mean, you're taking your life in your hands. Where is it?
Here you were about to hand me your tea, weren't you?
dear. And, of course, our mate from Canberra on the line loves this segment, gets around it.
I like the fact as well that I just went and boiled this in the office kettle at the moment. Mm-hmm. There's still, like, 3/4 of the kettle full of Lake Ginderbine water. Should I just leave it there for the rest of the office or should I go clean it out? Actually, I know. I'm going to go and make our program director a cup of tea.
Everyone's tea is going to have that little bit added extra protein. All right, count him down. Make it happen, William.
All right, you ready, Jordan?
Go for it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go for it.
How is that?
I mean, everybody! As much as boiling has, I hoped, got rid of all the diseases and stuff inside the water.
I think that's how that works.
Hasn't really got rid of the dirt taste.
All right.
So yeah, there is a bit of an aftertaste of dirt. I guess it's to be expected.
Everyone ate dirt when they were kids. How old are you again?
23.
No, nice.
Hang on, wait. Everyone ate dirt? I didn't eat dirt as a kid. Why did you eat
William,
dirt?
Did you eat dirt when you were young or did you eat anything strange when you were like a junior?
Oh, no, pretty much just dirt and sand.
There you go.
Who eats dirt?
Some people do. William, thank you for joining us this morning.
No problem.
No hablo inglés. That was Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide himself. 3 to tango on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you.
Now, Simo, are you a man who enjoys doing chores?
No. I despise the work.
Fair enough.
I was like, I begrudgingly had, like, went and collected sticks for the fireplace because it had to be done yesterday.
Mm-hmm. It's a good housemate you are.
Yeah. And I'm very much like, make my own mess, just clean up my own mess, try to, like, not necessarily get all amongst everyone else's business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whether it be my own family, I was like that growing up.
You were just cleaning up your own mess.
Yeah,
kid. As a 2-year-old, you were just changing your own nappy.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I made this. Look, Mum, that's all right. I did this.
There's an image.
So I'll just go in here and just deal with this. You just make yourself a cup of tea and put your feet up.
Yeah.
Amazing how well spoken I am for a 2-year-old, isn't it? Yeah, it's brilliant.
Utterly frightening.
I know. I'm going to get a job where I just talk for a living. You know, it's going to be brilliant.
So do you... You empty a dishwasher at home or do you wash dishes communally? How does it work?
No, we're a bit the same. So we kind of just wash our own dishes. But I mean, like if there's other dishes left in the sink, I mean, I just wash them and move on with life.
All right. Well, there's...
And, like, other housemates do as well. And I'm sure they've washed my dishes and I've washed theirs and it's all happy. And then we go to the pub and get drunk.
Well, there are... you do that with your mum?
No, housemates.
There is a mum that's had to get a bit inventive about how to get her family to help her out around the house.
Is alcohol involved? Always drink responsibly.
Maybe in the original genesis of the idea is that's how she came to it, but we'll discuss it after this. Down. Quit stepping on her gown, Taylor Swift. You need to calm down this morning. 5 to 7, Snow FM breakfast.
And Simo, we're talking household chores for this Monday morning.
Yes.
And what are you saying? A mother's come up with an ingenious way to get her kids to do chores?
It's very cool. So what she's done is, you know how you, I don't guess... Have you ever stuck things up on the fridge to get attention in regards to things that need to be done? It's like the sticky note thing.
When I was a kid, I stuck up my brilliant artwork on the fridge.
Crowns or...?
No, I drew a house and a tree.
Oh, look out.
Weirdly, that only stayed on the fridge for about a week and then it fell off and was never seen again.
What kind of tree was it? Pine?
I don't know. Eucalyptus? I was 5. I got some brown paint and some green paint and that was about it.
So this mum, what she stuck up on the fridge is like job postings that you would normally see online if you're looking for work.
Okay.
So what she's got is like kitchen manager, lead housekeeper, laundry supervisor, and then the kids basically can apply, and then she's even got a like interviews will be held on such and such a date, and then it's got in brackets, 5 p.m. mum's room.
It's an interesting one. I mean, you're very much running the risk of going to all that work and still having the kids say, nah, I'm not going to do it.
Imagine how padded out those kids' resumes are going to be.
What, a 7-year-old's resume?
Yeah, like future employers.
So what's your experience? Oh, look, I played with Lego. I put that all back in its box last Tuesday, so that counts as something.
But future employers are like looking this up and down are like, wow. You've been a laundry supervisor like 6 times. Well, what can you tell us about this?
It kind of depends what job you're going for. Like when the kid's older, if he's going for a laundry supervisor, brilliant.
Yeah.
If he's going to be an astronaut, maybe you don't probably leave that bit off the resume.
I mean, astronaut, maybe not. Oh, no, laundry. I mean, the dryer and the washing machine, that's heavy machinery, right? You can operate heavy machinery.
Yeah, I mean, just because you use a washing machine doesn't mean you can fly a space shuttle, Simo.
Ben A with Soaked. From Across the Ditch, the New Zealand artist there, Snow FM Breakfast, and it's just about to go 19 minutes past 7, and we are well and truly into, what is it?
Turn or Burn.
Oh, massive fan. Turn or Burn.
I'd rather live life to the extreme.
It's called the grind, bro.
Eating a meal, a succulent Chinese meal.
Somebody get me my board.
This is Turn or Burn, and it's all thanks to Monster Energy.
Right here on Snow FM Breakfast, Turn or Burn. Get yourself into that draw for the ultimate snowboarders package.
So Simo will read out the name of an item. That item is either a food or a snowboard trick. All you have to do is be the first caller to call through and let us know which one it is. So if you're a snowboarding enthusiast, brilliant, you'll know. If you're a chef, you'll probably know as well. Even if you've got no idea, it's a 50-50 chance. So what can possibly go wrong?
64572977 is the number to call this morning if you are familiar with schnitzel pack.
Schnitzel pack.
Two words, schnitzel pack. What are you thinking, Jordan?
All right, so, well, I know for a fact that schnitzel is a food.
Yeah, but...
I've had many of them.
It could be a grab, it could be a snowboard grind, or maybe systematically a whole bunch of grinds put together.
Of course, so this is a food, but if it's a snowboard trick as well, that will overrule.
Yes.
So it's a tricky one. Schnitzel was a schnitzel pack.
Yes. First caller through is with us this morning. Good morning. Who have we got there?
Russell.
Morning, mate. You doing well for your Monday?
Yeah, not too bad.
Beautiful.
Hey, Russell, are you a snowboard enthusiast or a chef?
Yeah, not too bad. Don't go around snowboarding.
Ah, snowboarder, there we go.
I was going to say, he could be a chef enthusiast. You just never know. What do you reckon, Russell? What are we dealing with? Is it simply a food or is it a snowboard trick?
I'm going to go with the food.
He's going to go with the food. The schnitzel pack. Let's cross now to Hans Strudelbauer.
Edelweiss. Yeah, Sound of Music, hier ist der Franz Strudelbauer. Schnitzelpack ist der yummy Treat from the Chip Shop. Nein, Snowboard. A doll, a deer, a female deer. Servus.
He's got it in.
Congratulations, Russell.
Russell's into the draw for the Ultimate Snowboarders package. Now, you're going to need lessons with that, Russell. What do you reckon? You got this in the bag?
Sorry, what was that?
You're going to need snowboard lessons? Have you done it before?
I'm an instructor, so I'm okay with snowboarding.
Yeah, I think you'd know what he's doing then.
Hopefully the instructor doesn't need lessons, otherwise that could be... Would you have to give a lesson to yourself?
Nah, surely not.
Would you have to pay yourself?
Russell.
Just take $50 out of one pocket, put it in the other?
Russell, thank you very much for the call this morning. You're into that draw for the Ultimate Snowboarders package. Thanks to Monster Energy. Have a cracking day.
Cheers.
Ed Sheeran's Beautiful People this morning, Snow FM Breakfast, and right now, Omar Idol, thanks to Mountain Munchies. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, we're both very well, thank you, Omar. Hey, before we get into the song today, just Simo, I hope you allow me to indulge myself a little bit.
Go for it, mate.
I'm a very big cricket fan. I know Omar is too.
Yeah.
The second test wrapped up overnight. Omar, your thoughts on the final day's play?
The only thing I have to say... if Joe Root thinks he caught that ball, he is a liar, liar, pants on fire. It hit the ground.
Controversial opinion from Omar Idol. Joe Root is the English captain who apparently caught the ball. It was given out, but not sure whether it touched the ground first. It was a close call. Hey, Omar, your favourite cricketer, Travis Head, played very well.
Oh, yes, he's a good boy. South Australia, rock it. The only South Australian spots anything to do any good on the weekend was Travis Head. Good for him.
Actually, yeah, because the AFL side of things, Port and Adelaide, really not great.
Yeah, not a good weekend for South
not
Australians.
So good.
Hey, shall we get
suck
into the song, Omar?
Oh, yes.
All right, Omar, you've prepared this one, right? You ready to sing?
Oh, yes, I'm ready to sing.
All right, it is Omar Idol. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. If you recognise the song, 64-572-977, give us a call. Take it away, Omar.
I don't want to rock, DJ, but you're making me feel so nice. When's it gonna stop, DJ? 'Cause you're keeping me up all night.
Omar!
Fantastic, Omar!
Woo! You're getting it absolutely rocking this morning.
Have a funkylicious day, boys.
Bye, Omar!
Bye!
Bye!
Sam Smith, how do you sleep asking all the important questions, but wake up with Snow FM at breakfast because you can win Mountain Munchies voucher this morning with Omar Idol. Our first caller through is Darren. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
Hey, Darren, are you up to anything exciting today for your Monday?
He's having oats.
No, not much, really. On the agenda.
he's an oats man, apparently. We're having a quick chat off air. Oats in the microwave, of all places. I don't do the microwave. I'm a stove man myself.
Oh, what's that beeping?
That's the microwave.
Oh, is that the microwave? Darren, are you standing near a reversing truck by chance?
No, I'm just sitting in my lounge chair.
Beautiful. He's ready to guess. Omar Idol is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. What was she singing this morning? Any idea?
Robert Williams, Rock the DJ.
Ah!
He's got it. DJ. He's got it in one, just like his cooking skills on oats. We're having a chat in the ad break. Simo just can't get the milk to oats ratio right.
No, I can't.
So what, do they come out too wet or too dry?
They're always, I burn them.
Or too burnt.
Yeah, nah.
I don't think that's to do with how much milk. I think that's to do with the time.
Katy Perry, Small Talk this morning, Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Simo, you reckon you got all the lyrics correct in that song when you were singing along?
Nothing's left but small talk. And
yep,
now we're
that
talking.
Was one of them.
Now we're talking lyrics of what? You got some classics here, by the looks of it.
Yeah, so I got one of my favorite things in the world has to be misheard song lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
A couple have been sent in from Facebook. I've got them here. We'll get to them in a moment. But before that, I thought we'd go in with an all-time classic. This may be the best ever misheard lyric ever.
Okay, here we go.
So it's, of course, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, also known as the Titanic song.
Drama.
But is she singing, I believe that the heart does go on, or I believe that the hot dogs go on?
I believe that the heart does go on. Granted.
She just wants a hot dog, Simo.
Celine Dion, I mean, yeah.
I wonder if they served hot dogs on the Titanic.
Potentially. Do you think she'd be mustard or like on the tomato sauce side of things?
Or a bit of both.
Bit of both.
Bit of both.
Mix and match it up.
Yeah, I reckon Celine's a bit of tomato sauce and mustard, man.
Hold me, Jack. Actually, hold my hot dog, Jack. Thank you.
Song number two. This was nominated by Jessica on the Snow FM Facebook.
Ooh.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bad Moon Rising. Don't play a heck of a lot of it.
Old school.
Are they singing There's a Bad Moon on the Rise or There's a Bathroom on the Right? There's a bad moon on the
right. Granted, I mean, I'm not sure about that one, Jessica.
You know, 50-50?
I mean, there could be a bad moon on the right, but there's two. He goes too hard on the moon side of things for it to
go
be.
Go again. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's the room that lets you down.
Yeah.
The next one
not
is...
Not bad, though.
Yeah, not bad. Next one, Louise from Facebook. This is Ariana Grande, similar one of your favourite songs.
I'm into that one.
Yeah, is she saying, I'm so grateful for my ex, or I'm so grateful for my eggs?
Ooh.
Do you reckon she's just a breakfast enthusiast?
She's mad into the eggs.
Yeah.
So much so, I think, we've had to drop out the expletive there as well, so she's really like, oh, she just wants some Eggs Benedict. What do you reckon?
Eggs Benedict, you reckon? I think Eggs Benedict is quite unhealthy.
Poached.
Scrambled.
Is there any other fancy word to describe eggs? Because I imagine Ariana would be a girl of fine tastes.
Yeah, no, not really. I think poached is the poshest, isn't it?
Is it?
There's no other way.
Ah, fair call.
Scotched.
Now that you're treading on the scrambled, but then you're doing day drinking as well.
Do you even know what a Scotch egg is?
No, not a clue. No. I assume it's an egg from Scotland.
No, it's an egg wrapped in mincemeat.
What? No,
it's a genuine thing. Hand on out, you boil the egg.
Right.
Then you peel away the shell, and then you get like mincemeat and put that around the egg and deep fry it. Hand on heart, I swear that's a thing.
Okay.
Admittedly, I've never had one, and I don't know whether Ariana Grande is a fan of them.
No, well, she's a freak, so I think she'd be into that.
Anyway, so anyway, do you think she's singing I'm So Grateful for My Ex or I'm So Grateful for My Eggs?
Eggs all the way. She's into them.
There you go. This next one was
Scotch egg.
Nominated by Maddie. This one's Missy Higgins. Fearing that I'll be the bad fruit, nobody buys. This one is brilliant.
Right, okay.
Is Missy Higgins singing, I'll be the bad fruit, nobody buys, or I'll be the bad fruit, no party pies?
Okay. Fearing that I'll be the bad fruit,
nobody buys.
She goes hard on the B. I can hear the pies.
So what's a bad fruit? No party pies. No ash party pies. really? I hear party pies. Go once more.
All right, here we go. Fearing that I'll be the bad fruit, nobody buys. I mean, no party pies. It's not a party without pies.
Exactly. This one, also nominated by Maddie, is the Rubens.
Oh, okay. Get back, never get
back too soon. Again, this one is a brilliant one too. Are the Rubens singing Get Back, Never Get Back Too Soon or Get Back, Never Get Back Too Soup?
Get back, never get back too soon. Nah, soup's there. Definitely soup's there.
What soup do you reckon the Rubens would go for? Minestrone or chicken noodle? Or
there's a lot going on in a minestrone.
Pumpkin? I think there is a lot going on in a minestrone. that has to be the quote of today's show.
I mean, there is the amount of ingredients that go into a minestrone. I think the Rubens have about the same amount of members. There's a lot of members of the Rubens. So.
Yeah, but Simo, there's only one ingredient that goes in minestrone.
What is that?
That is just you go to the supermarket, get it out of a can.
Classic.
So easy. Anyway, lucky last. Mm. This is Portugal the Man's worldwide hit.
Okay.
Are they singing a very beautiful lyric, "We could fight a war for peace"?
Okay.
Or are they singing "We could find a waffle feast"? I just want waffles.
Waffle feast. We could find one. It's like, have you ever lost a waffle feast? I imagine it would be a difficult thing to, like, misplace.
I can just imagine. Yeah, it would be. I can just imagine they're just walking through the bush and just come around the corner into a clearing and there's just a table of waffles. We have found a waffle feast.
Yeah, we could find a waffle feast. It seems like a strange thing to misplace. Like, oh, I've lost it. Has anyone seen my waffle feast?
Oh, God, don't you hate when you just lose? Oh, I've lost something. Keys, wallet, phone. Yeah. No, my waffle feast is gone. Oh, no.
The Chainsmokers, Side Effects this morning, and Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissen, and Simo Plus One. Jordan's disappeared from the studio, but he's called through. Jordan, you there, mate?
Hello, can you hear me, Simo?
Yeah, I can hear you. Where are you?
Wonderful. Well, you know, your weather reports, like, I mean, you do the weather every day on the show, and it's very good most days.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give a bit of a more in-depth weather report of what's happening in Dindervine right now.
Okay.
I haven't heard you say that there's snow on the way for Jindabyne in the weather reports. Have you said that so far this morning?
A couple of times, yeah, but probably not enough considering what I'm looking at.
Not going to lie, I must admit I did zone out a couple of times during the weather. yes, so you've sent me out and about in Jindabyne. I'm, to be honest, just about 10 metres from outside the front door of the studio.
Hey, don't bring me into this. You went out there.
I can confirm, Simo, it's snowing.
It's snowing from 600 metres in Jindabyne and... you're right out there. Is the door locked?
I hope not, because I left my jacket inside. It's quite cold.
Well, we're back tomorrow. We are. Happy days, Tuesday, so we'll catch you then.
Mm-hmm. I'd refuse to say goodbye. I'm just going to make noises. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm. Good, you can go now.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember... don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.